In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Over 100 years ago, one of the most astounding events in modern history occurred. This night and tomorrow morning marks another anniversary of the World War I Christmas Truce. This truce was one of the most improbable of events to happen during the Great War. Amidst all that death and despair, a moment of peace broke out. This did not come from any decree from a royal palace or house of government. It was not issued by the orders of generals. It was soldiers themselves from German lines and British lines who called a halt to the fighting. It started with German soldiers placing lighted trees on their trench parapets on Christmas Eve. Then came promises of not firing on the other. With these assurances, men began to come out from their deep-dug trenches. They began to cross lines, meeting each other face to face. Some began to sing Christmas carols together. Others shook hands with their foes and shared cigarettes. Where once there had been the sound of gunfire and explosions, now could be heard the sound of music and laughter. Many decided to extend the truce into Christmas Day so that they could bury their dead. Each side helped the other to dig graves. Each side attended the other's memorials. At one, a Scottish chaplain led a bilingual reading of the 23rd Psalm. Imagine the sound of English and French and German voices declaring in their own tongue that the Lord is their shepherd and they shall not want. Men who only days before were enemies in that moment were brothers. They were not combatants of nations, but members of one human family, a family that has no room or place for division. At other locations, troops shared food and gifts sent to them from back home. Men who once stared at each other across a no man's land were now sharing precious mementos of their homes. Others traded uniform buttons as souvenirs. Some played soccer together. For a brief moment, a little over 100 years ago, the seemingly impossible became possible. Now, all of this happened because centuries before that, in a land miles and miles away, another impossible event happened. In a little town called Bethlehem, a pregnant girl and her soon-to-be husband searched for a place to lay their heads and rest. Finding no room at the inn, they did the improbable and found shelter where they could, in a manger. It was there in these unlikely surroundings that Mary gave birth to her son. This birth for Mary was another event in a series of events of the unlikely. 9 months earlier, the angel Gabriel visited her and told her not only would she give birth to a son, but that he would be God's chosen one. I imagine that for Mary, in all the time leading up to this night, she must have had feelings of trepidation. How could she, a virgin, have a child? How could any child be the son of God? How could anyone bring about God's kingdom? And how could she possibly play a part in it all? It must have seemed impossible. But as Gabriel says to her, nothing will be impossible with God. And on this night, the words of the angel come true. The light that had been growing in her, forming in her, emerges. A light to enlighten all nations, to enlighten all people. A light of pure brightness and holiness. A child born not only for the love of his mother, but born for the love of the entire world. During the Christmas season, it is important for us to remember that we celebrate the impossible being made possible. At Christmas, we celebrate the unimaginable being brought to life and made real. We celebrate the fact that even though we are imperfect beings, even though we rebel against the will of God, God's mercy for us and God's compassion for us saves us. We celebrate that though Christ may have been crucified and buried, he could not be defeated. Though he seemed to die, he in fact was born again into a new and eternal life. We celebrate that though darkness may gather, light always dawns on the horizon. We celebrate that in the humblest of settings, in a manger, far from the eyes of the world, the holy and divine word was made flesh. That in the form of a newborn baby, all of humanity would find its redemption. Over 100 years ago, soldiers on the battlefields of Europe did the impossible. In remembrance of the birth of Jesus, they did the impossible and got up out of their trenches. In remembrance of the life of Jesus, they walked towards their foes with arms wide open in peace. In remembrance of their salvation that was born for them on this night, they turned that no man's land into a field of grace, a field of mercy and compassion. Those fields that had been reshapen by artillery shells and bullets and barbed wire were now being reshaped by their singing together, by their praying together, by their celebrating together. Those fields of death and despair were now fields of light and life. 100 years ago, in celebration of the impossible being possible, by and through God, those soldiers did just that. They made the impossible possible. I think in a very real way, we here tonight, gathered together, do the very same thing. I know of no other place in my life where we are about to do what we're about to do. It does not matter your age, your race, your gender, your political party, your class, any of those things we use to define and separate one from another. None of those things matter before this altar. It is here where all of us, God's children, being called forward together. Here, all can be fed with the body of Jesus. Here, all can be nourished by the blood of Christ. I know of no other time than the times right here before an altar and before altars all across the world, where we are given not just a glimpse, but can hold and see and can taste what God intends for us. A people made holy and brought together all because of the impossible birth 2,000 years ago in a humble manger. Take this vision from tonight out into the world with you. Take it back home and carry it into your lives. Where do you find impossible things? Hurts that you feel can never be made right. Wounds that you think never can be healed. Where do you see a loss of hope that you think never can be regained? Carry the light of Christ, the light born for us this night, to those places where the world says it is impossible to make things right. It is impossible to make whole. It is impossible to bring people together and show the world that nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible when we all come forward together and worship the child that is born for us on this holy night. Amen.